that time of the week that I bring you something I'm loving, and this one is an inspiring story this morning. Off the back of talking to Laurel and Cyril, this is very fitting. I'm going to be catching up with the lovely Evan Mansfield. He was diagnosed with autism at the age of 3, and Evan says that the supports he received through his educational journey were key to his success. He is now 22 and joining me on the line. Evan, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks a million for having me. Looking forward to this now. So.
Not at all. Evan, I just read your article that you did on the Irish Independent, and it's such an inspiring piece. What gave you the strength to be so open about your diagnosis?
I suppose, obviously, it's always been something I've kind of had in the back of my mind. I kind of dealt with the whole way through school and stuff. And I suppose as I kind of went through the kind of secondary school, I was lucky enough I had a really great group of friends who I could always kind of be myself around and be open with. And I was just able to say it, and my friends were really open and welcoming enough about it. Obviously, it's the usual slagging you get through any group for lads, friends. But I've had like really supportive people the whole way throughout, my friends in college, my friends at home, my family, people throughout the education system. So I suppose it's been how welcoming people have been towards me regarding it's kind of what let me be so open. And I see other families and stuff with kids who kind of struggle with it and stuff, and I've had a positive story, so I'd like to spread it. And yeah, I suppose that's kind of it really.
Well, I love it, because having people around you that support you and let you be solely yourself is key, so that is a great point that you've made. Tell us a little bit about your story and your background and your journey through having autism.
Perfect. So I was initially diagnosed with autism around 3 years of age. So I was diagnosed fairly early. I would have had kind of, my speech would have regressed from time to time. So I'd pick up words and then they'd go away. And I just showed kind of mannerisms and stuff that alluded towards autism. And I got my diagnosis around 3 years of age. So I kind of started my education in Jonah Special School in Waterford, where I would have done my preschooling, and I would have done my first year or two of mainstream primary education in between there and my local primary school, Whitechurch National School. And then in Whitechurch, I would have had support of a full-time SNA, and I would have had resource hours also. And then from there, I went into secondary school in Blackwater Community School in Lismore, where I would have had the support of resource hours whenever I needed them. And then then I went on and I got into Bachelor of Business Studies in UL. I went through the DARE scheme as well, and now I'm actually graduating this afternoon.
Wow! So, congratulations.
Yeah, busy enough week, all right, but yeah, I'm graduating from business now this afternoon, and I'm flying out to start my master's in the States tomorrow, so I'll go.
Wow, I have goosebumps. I love to hear this. Evan, you are so inspiring, and there's people listening in this morning that will be blown away at your strength and your openness in talking about this. So I really, really have to give you, you know, props for that, because it's not easy. What's the plan? You say you're going to the States tomorrow, so you're very organized. You have everything and a vision set in place. What's the plan for the future for you, Evan?
Geez, I wish I was as organised packing now as I am, trying to get myself sorted. It's been a disaster now the last week, but I suppose my plan is, so I'm going out to Fairfield University in Connecticut. I'm after getting a scholarship, the Condis Scholarship. It's a full scholarship to complete any master's programme in Fairfield. So I'm starting my master's in business administration. I start class on Tuesday and I'm flying out tomorrow. So the plan is, yeah, go through that master's, and with that master's I have the option to stay in the States for 3 years and OPT, which means I can get a job out there without needing a visa. So hopefully if someone wants me, I'll be out there for another while working. So that's the plan for the time being.
Exciting times ahead, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, it's very exciting now. It's all new. Like I only finished work in Digital Manufacturing Ireland in Limerick last Friday. Graduating today and flying tomorrow, so it's been a hectic week, but it's all good things. It's just the main thing
for sure. I won't keep you much longer. You have a busy day ahead, but if I could ask you to give advice to anyone that may be listening in that has the diagnosis of autism and, you know, feels a little bit lost or different or afraid to go for the things they want to go for, what advice would you give them?
It's something my mother would have always told me, and when you're in kind of secondary school and stuff, it feels a lot harder to do, but being yourself has really been the main thing for me. Like, I've been lucky. My friends have been very accepting of me and in college and stuff. And I feel they wouldn't have been if I was trying to be something that I'm not. And I was like holding back a bit of my personality. I feel me being 100% myself has led me to kind of be in the positions I'm in. I've gotten into a lot of places I've been in just from being able to converse with people and being able to talk to people. And I wouldn't have been able to do that without just being myself, not being afraid to show all my bits of my personality. And I always kind of recommend people to have an idea of where they're going and kind of some sort of an idea of how to get there. Because it's very hard to kind of push yourself to achieve anything if you don't really have an end goal or a goal near in sight. So I always feel kind of having something to chase is a brilliant thing. So yeah, kind of have some goals set and just be yourself. They're kind of the main two things.
Well, that is an amazing piece of advice. I have to tell you, I have not stopped smiling from the start of this interview. So, Evan, thank you so much for taking the time today to join me on Spin Now and chat about your inspiring story. I am wishing you the very best in your graduation today and in your travels. Thanks again.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate coming on and hopefully people get something from this. So thanks so much for having me.